Good morning, everybody. This is Rancho Marietta Community Service District regular security committee meeting, January 6, 10 a.m. It's being held via Zoom. So with that, we'll call it to order. Item number two, this meeting process is dealing with the COVID-19 emergency, if you will. So that's why we're doing the teleconference pursuit government code 54953-E1C. With that, Amelia, do you have any hands or any questions?
I do not.
All right, moving on to item number four, monthly updates. I believe this will be Kelly.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. First item I'd like to talk about is our opening at our position. We currently have one opening. We'll have an interview today. Unfortunately, last night I got a last minute resignation from one of our gate officers. So we'll be out of wash and we'll continue to try to fill his position. We continue to use ABA to help us with our staffing shortages. For the year, we had 200 hours total of patrol of shifts that weren't covered. We're up a little bit from last month when we had, we temporarily lost a gate officer for 30 days, unexpected health issues. So we hopefully will have her back this month and not have such high numbers this year. ABI software, they are on scene. They are installing their software. They'll be working for the next 3 or 4 days on their installs. When they go live with the system, hopefully that'll be next week or the following week. They will give us plenty of notice. We'll hopefully they can start at 4 a.m. and any kind of downtime to the gates will be minimal. And we are in constant contact with them with that project. So that's good news with that. The Toyota pickup, still undergoing the process of making it patrol ready. The holidays and COVID issues have caused some delays in getting people such as the radio equipment, the lights installed. But as I was promised today, that I'll have an estimate to get it, have the estimate. And hopefully in a couple of weeks, we'll have that out on patrol for everybody to see. Our LIDAR purchase, I received the estimate today. We will do a purchase order today, and this company makes the LIDAR in Denver, Colorado. It's 6 to 8 weeks to complete the delivery to us. The representative from Reno, lives in Reno, will come out and give everybody training on it, and we'll have, hopefully have that in use by end of February, early March, where we now can do speeding enforcement at night. Our lost and found procedure at the gate, there was an issue in social media that kind of took off and got a life of its own, saying that CSD gate officers are no longer accepting any type of lost and found, and that's not true. Basically what we've done is I've noticed that we've had years with an S worth of saved bicycles and property that hasn't been disposed of. And our current CSD policy is to hold the property for 90 days. After 90 days, we then turn it over to the Sheriff's Department Property Division. And so in cleaning that and going back forward, it kind of went out to the community that we weren't collecting lost and found property anymore. And that's not true. We're not gonna have a backlog of it anymore because it's an OSHA violation, fire hazard. So in that cleanup, it kind of got misconstrued out there in public media.
So Kelly, I guess I'm confused.
Okay.
But we'll narrow it down to just this topic you're talking about, lost and found. How would it even get to social media, or how would they even?
Apparently, an item was returned to one of the gate officers, and the gate officer said we no longer accept. Lost and found property, and that wasn't true. It was a miscommunication, and then that person put that on social media. Hey, CSD no longer accepts lost and found items. So that's how we traced it, and that's how it was stopped. But it's been corrected. Everybody knows our policy now, and just because we were doing a backlog of getting rid of stuff doesn't mean we're not going to accept new stuff. And this officer misspoke.
Perfect. Thank you.
Trailer repairs. We currently have 2 bids to repair our security safety center. And with COVID and the holidays, again, there's a slow delay in getting contractors to give us bids and to start that work. But we hopefully to have 3 bids by the end of this month so we can make those repairs. Calling to Rancho Marietta, I had a compliance meeting yesterday. And I also met with the general manager, Kevin, for 30 minutes and attended the compliance meeting. Some of the highlights of those meetings were their board their committee meeting, clients meeting, they cited that we only cited 6 speeding tickets in the month of December. And I advised them, well, the month before we did 37, and with the holiday spirit of not forcing me giving out some tickets, I assured them that it will go back to normal in January, and they seem to be content with that answer. We talked basically about the nuances at the gate. Again, I met with Kevin, and one of the things we want to address is when it comes to the public using the golf course. Who's allowed, who's not. When you have all these sporting events, who's allowed in, who's not. We talked about barcodes a little bit, and they said that they were continuing to work on resolving those issues so they can give our gate officers information so we have a better understanding of who's allowed in and who's not allowed, but specifically those two categories to kind of streamline the process there.
So basically no movement's been made then?
Correct. It's still not in those categories. We have not heard anything. And then I assured them, I go, look, it's not an issue of CSD officers are not wanting to do what you want to say. We just need clarity of what you want. And we highlighted the success we've had with, we came together with the rules on the gates with the construction, the early constructions. Once we are RMA and CSD came together and put those rules on, we don't hear of any complaints of construction coming in early. We don't hear, they basically disappeared. And I was telling them, that's a perfect example. You come together with these other rules, we're all on the same page, and we should see a significant drop in those categories of people.
Excellent. Thank you, Kelly. Continue on, please.
Yes, sir. All right, here we are. I already spoke about the parking citations. We had 6 speeding citations. But once again, probably our number one complaint we get is speeding in the north, speeding in the south. And we are addressing that with enforcement. Gate entries denied. As we can see, December 1st and 31st, again, the vendors after hours, those are the biggest denials, but it is down overall from the prior month. And again, I think that's the good rules that we're putting into, specifically the vendors. One note I noticed is that, and I brought up to the RMA board yesterday, is that we had one person, he was...
Kelly?
Go ahead.
Kelly, can you hang on just a second until Amelia gets to the correct page?
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
We're good? All right. So one highlight, we had a construction worker at 1:50 in the morning wanting to come in and mix concrete. So we highlighted that, and of course we sent him away, but it's still a problem. But as you can see by the numbers, it is going down a little bit to 11. So once that word gets out there, then we shouldn't see so many vendors attempting. I apologize. The gates entries, it's usually a slide we have right after this. There was a CMS problem, and I've resolved it this morning. However, by the board meeting, we will have the other slide on gate entries. Going to notes of incidents, instance of note. Okay, December 3rd, 2021, there was a traffic accident at the Riverview cart path. CSD security officers responded to the scene of a traffic accident between 2 golf carts. One party advised a CSD officer that he suspected the other party of being under the influence of alcohol. CSD officer advised both parties that CSP was dispatched and they should wait for their arrival. The suspected DUI driver refused to stay and left the area with friends. However, he left behind his golf cart, which was disabled in the accident, and the CSP arrived. They were able to conduct their investigation and complete the report, and they did a follow-up to the suspect's residence. On December 7th, 2021, this one I'll go a little bit into detail. There was a vandalism in the Bel Air bathroom. The employee conducted a routine restroom inspection and discovered tagging marks on the restroom doors with a white painted pen. The sheriff's department was notified and a report was generated. The security camera observed a couple of juveniles enter the restaurant shortly before the employee's inspection. The tagging marks are identical to new vandalism discovered yesterday at the Yellow Bridge, the 6B lift station, and a wooden bridge. We're working with SSD and RMA to help identify the suspects. But late last night, our security staff showing the video from Bel Air, we were able to identify the 2 juveniles involved. Now, we've let the sheriff's department know. However, it's circumstantial evidence. We don't have any direct evidence. However, now that we have identified the juveniles, we're able to do a follow-up with RMA personnel to the parents and address those issues. So that's kind of a win for us yesterday.
Kelly, to follow up on that, the tagging that has been done is being cleaned up as we speak. And so I'm going to offline follow up with the GM and yourself just to where, excuse me, it's a more formalized process because we do have a couple of volunteers in the community that have the knowledge, the abilities to scrub away the graffiti, and they've been doing it for a couple of years. And so to that end, I'll deal with the GM on how we kind of formalize this and make it a little bit quicker process, because we still have a bunch of tagging underneath Yellow Bridge on our pipes. Some of those things that, like I said, literally we're in the process of getting it scrubbed clean right now. So thank you.
Right. Thank you. On December 17th, 2021, about 10 hours, there was a battery investigation, Jackson Road and Parkway at Rancho Marietta. Our CSD security responded to a possible traffic accident. Upon the officer's arrival, he discovered two citizens were detained at gunpoint by an off-duty Sacramento County Sheriff's deputy and a retired San Francisco police officer, both off-duty in plain clothes. The officers provided identification to our responding security officer and stated that two civilians had been involved in a battery scenario and were being detained for the arrival of the Sacramento County Sheriff's. The Sheriff's Department arrived on scene and conducted their investigation and completed their report. That concludes the incidents of note. That's all I have. Unless there's any questions.
No, I'm good. We can move on to, we talked briefly about it. Item number five, discuss ABDI and the software upgrade schedule.
Yes, and like I said, they're currently right now working to install the software. They're at the south and they bounce back and forth. They're doing that all this week. And when they actually go live with the people back in Florida, we've asked them to come in at 4 a.m, so it disrupts the gates, very minimal. They say maybe as minimal of 2 hours shut down the gates or max of 8 hours. And we have a plan in place to address issues. Hopefully it's only a couple hours and in the very early morning and no one will notice any difference. But we are working with them daily. We have a meeting today at 12 to discuss their progress with it. So we're really on top of it and hopefully it'll be minimal.
Excellent. Excellent. That is actually good news. And yeah, that would be a good time in the morning. And then we can do staff accordingly from that standpoint. Tom, do you have anything to add on the software upgrade?
Kelly and Rick, I think are doing a good job of keeping tabs on everything. And I've asked them to put together a project plan so we can maybe get estimates on when certain the gate bars are going to be out of commission. The most critical ones, you know, at the North Gate and the South Gate, there's two gates for residents to go through. And I'm not sure yet if they're both going to be down at the same time, you know, both gates at the North and the South. And then the visitor gate, of course, but they're preparing for it. I believe they've got a good action plan. And I believe it's going to be staged. Am I correct, Kelly? Some will be down, and then they'll go to the next gate, and it'll be down, and then the next gate, and it'll be down.
That's correct. Like I said, today at noon, we have an update meeting. Rick's meeting with them now, and we're going to have daily meetings, and then so we're right on top of it.
Yeah, and then, you know, Amelia will, of course, post things on Facebook, and we've been doing some work with our Code Red system, and we may, if it's going to be real onerous on the residents, that there's going to be gates down for quite a while. We may post a message for a certain section of the community saying, for the South, please be aware we're doing some maintenance on the gates and be patient with us for the next few hours and stuff like that. We'll do the best we can. This is a major upgrade, and we haven't upgraded. I believe it's been 14 years. So
right.
Unfortunately, this is what you got to go through sometimes to get current.
No, understand. And like I said, it's unexcusable why we're upgrading it after 14 years and it hasn't been a regular basis, but it's what we inherited. So perfect. And yeah, if we just have the contingency plans and then do notification, then I'm more than fine. I'm sure the rest of the board will be fine with that. So thank you. Okay. That takes us to number six. I'll open it up to staff comments or thoughts.
I don't have any comments or thoughts on this today.
Okay. A couple of things. Talked about the graffiti a little bit. I'll have pictures and those types of things being forwarded. And Kelly, you'll be in on that email process as well. Again, it's hit CSD property, RMA property, and quite possibly golf course property. And you know, again, where the damage was done on the wooden bridge at the ends, our overall camera system process just has to get implemented. So I'll leave it at that. This is, I think, for Kelly. I want to know, and if it's still in progress, that's fine. The paddleboard incident, where we're at on that, and have we followed up with the resident? I don't need to know about it. It's just on my radar that I hadn't gotten updated on it. And if it's a personnel issue, so be it. Otherwise, as long as we followed up with the resident, I'm fine with it from that standpoint.
Yes, I've reached out to the resident, have not heard back. The personnel part issue has been addressed, both body-worn camera, talking to the employee, and Tom and I both addressed that in the personnel format. And it's just the...
Yeah, the follow-up with the resident, perfect. So I guess the only thing I would do is if we've made our attempts, then we just formally put it in writing and send it to them. Just to make sure that we have closure from that standpoint. So thank you for doing that. Amelia, do you have any hands or questions or anything?
I do not.
Okay. With that, I appreciate everybody's time. Please have a good day. And Amelia, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 17 after the hour. So thank you and have a good day.
Bye. Thank you.